Regional Advisory Councils, or RACs, have criticized the Federal Subsistence Board for not giving their recommendations enough weight. At their meeting Wednesday, board members worked to give due deference to the input of one RAC. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
The issue of how to handle Regional Advisory Council, or RAC, recommendations arose over a request by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that the Federal Subsistence Board delegate authority to the manager of the Kenai Wildlife Refuge to close moose harvests in certain areas as needed for conservation reasons. As it is now, if the manager becomes concerned about potential overharvesting in an area, he can either close the entire harvest or submit a special action request to the Subsistence Board, a step that involves staff, RAC, and state review, then board action. When Fish and Wildlife put the request for a delegation of authority before the South Central RAC in March, RAC Chairman Ralph Losey said the council didn't need to take action because he said it has never opposed moves to close harvests for conservation purposes. At the Federal Subsistence Board meeting, member Bud Cribley, state director of the Bureau of Land Management, said he would prefer Fish and Wildlife make any needed changes to the harvest through special action requests to give the RAC time to make an official recommendation.
Let the RAC come back to us with something formal. It's been a criticism when I've been out at the RAC meetings in the past, not so much right now, but I don't want to leave the impression that we're not listening to what the RACs have to say or give them the opportunity to say.
Others said a special action request would take too long, given the relatively fragile state of the moose population on the Kenai Peninsula. Jerry Berg is interagency staff committee member for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Conservation concerns related to the moose populations on the Kenai have heightened in recent years due to extremely low bull-cow ratios.
A low bull-cow ratio leads to cows being bred late and bearing smaller calves later in the season, which affects calf survival. Historically, on parts of the Kenai Peninsula, the bull-to-cow ratio has been as high as 60 or 70 bulls to 100 cows. Fish and Wildlife Service would like to see it at 30 to 100. The bull-to-cow ratio is now down to 10 to 100. To get the population back in better shape quickly, last year the harvest was cut by 92% from 395 to 32 moose, and only four of those moose went to subsistence users. Still, given losses due to cold temperatures and deep snow last winter, refuge manager Andy Loringer says he doesn't expect moose numbers to rebound quickly.
I believe that we are going to be in a period of transition and needing to respond to conservation concerns on Kenai moose, beyond this season.
The Federal Subsistence Board is made up of federal land managers and subsistence users. While it's not a member of the board, the state of Alaska has a seat at the table and offers comments. Jennifer Juhas is assistant director in the Division of Commercial Fishing in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and leader of the state's subsistence liaison team. She offered this suggestion to Fish and Wildlife Regional Director Jeffrey Haskett.
You've already made an amendment, Mr. Haskett, to portions of this, and the state would ask if you'd be willing to make that a temporary delegation rather than one that's in perpetuity for all future refuge managers.
The board voted unanimously to delegate authority to the Kenai Wildlife Refuge Manager with a provision that if the RAC, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, or tribes object to the delegation of authority, Fish and Wildlife would revise or revoke the measure at the board's January meeting. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.